fear is a major factor for us. I think what we do is we think, I want to trust God, and I do trust God. But, you know, if I start giving this away and that away, you know, what happens if this? And there's sort of a catastrophizing on, you know, things can go south and the stock market can happen. I can lose my job. I just better have enough wealth all stored up for me that I cover myself. But without realizing it, we become like that rich fool in Luke chapter 12, where, you know, he's just storing up stuff for himself, but he's not rich toward God. And instead, you know, we want to be more like the poor widow who trusted God for the next day. But then we go, yeah, but she gave away all that she had in those coins. And what about the Proverbs, which tell us that we are to store up for the future? We're not supposed to consume everything or even give everything away today. And how do you match that up with what Jesus said when he called upon certain people to give away all that they have? But he didn't call on everybody to do that. In fact, he didn't call on most people to do that. Zacchaeus, when he came to Christ, was wealthy, tax collector, and he gave away half that he had to the poor, and then he paid back people four times over what he had cheated them of. But he probably still had plenty to live on, and so did Lazarus and Mary and Martha. They had a home that was large enough to house all of the 12 apostles and to feed them and take care of them, give them a place to sleep, all of that. So we know that God has a broad latitude, I think, in terms of allowing us to enjoy certain things. But at the same time, yeah, we get afraid. And other times it's not fear. Other times it's just plain selfishness. We just love the idea of, you know, spending money on ourselves, and it comes very naturally for us. But in passages such as 1 Timothy 6, we are warned. You know, read the early portion of 1 Timothy 6, and you read about how, as a result of desiring to get rich, people fill their lives with many griefs. They bring destruction to themselves. And so one of the things to realize is that giving is not only to the glory of God, though that would certainly be good enough reason. It is not only for the good of other people, though that too would be good enough reason to love God with all of our hearts and to love our neighbor as ourselves. But giving is in our best interest because it's the only way to break the back of the false god of materialism that can be an idol in our lives.